Okay, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman are in studio with me, and Bao, I got to yesterday. Giddens and I were out. We were doing it wasn't yesterday. It was Wednesday. We were out doing Coosa Valley Medical Center 101s, and we were on the way home or back to the station. And my man made a comment, and you're not going to agree with him. I didn't agree with him.
He might agree with me.
Listen, okay. He said that he was speaking of Angel Reese, who plays in the, what's it called, the 3B?
She's in Unrivaled League, WNBA, played for LSU.
WNBA, played at LSU. He said that he could score at will against Angel Reese. Not get a shot. Not.
Why are you playing that laugh track?
Because that's exactly what it is. It's laughable. He said that he could score at will
against, I also said I'd lock her down defensively.
But he said he could score at will against half of the WNBA. And I'm like, dude, they would swat your shot into the cheap seats.
I don't want anything to do with Caitlin Clark or Skylar Diggins or any girl that can create her own shot like that. Let's set it up. Radio Alabama one-on-one, like Billie Jean King back in the day. Michael Giddens and Angel Reese one-on-one. Let's do it.
Bauman, I want your opinion. Score at will. Just take those three words. He could score at will against Angel Reese and half of the WNBA. Believe it or not believe it?
Not going to believe it.
I'm with my man, Bao.
He's just saying that because he's on air.
No, he's not just saying that because he's on air. He's saying that because he's smart. I mean, I've seen you shoot. I've never seen you play in a competitive basketball game. I'll give you that. But I've seen you shoot. You couldn't score at will unless you were on a buffet.
Look, I know that Angel Reese's pregame meal is not going to help her in the game. She eats that barbecue McDouble or whatever from McDonald's. Come on, she's so lethargic looking out there like she's half asleep.
Okay, he would eat six of those McDouble barbecues from McDonald's.
That's his pregame meal. The postgame after I've won the 1v1.
Listen, I got to get Bao's opinion on this. The WNBA, half the league. He says he could score. Now, he didn't say he could get a shot off. He didn't say he would defend pretty good. He said he could score at will.
I got a 100-pound size advantage on every girl on the
court. He needs to write his will because they would kill him.
So, Brittany Griner, no chance. Mm. No chance on Brittany Griner.
I said there were exceptions, and Brittany Griner is one of those. I'm not scoring at will on Brittany Griner.
You wouldn't score at will unless you were at a Golden Corral. I mean, really. Score at will against half of the WNBA players.
There's just no way. I know people make fun of the WNBA and how boring it is and all that, but they're still talented players.
They're talented.
They're reason they're not in the WNBA.
I'm saying that I'm talented as well.
Ted Eaton. Listen, he saw this one video where Angel Reese was going down for a wide-open layup, and she stopped and turned around and gave it to one of her teammates with a defender right in between
and them. And then acted as a defender against her own teammate. I mean, it was just the worst. It was anti-basketball. It's anti-basketball.
And I said, why didn't she just dunk it? And he said she couldn't dunk. I said, well, the only thing you can dunk is a donut.
I guarantee I got a higher vertical jump than Angel Reese.
2 inches doesn't matter.
I mean, if they're hanging a donut on the
vertical jump. Sure, hers is two and mine's three.
Listen, I just want to get Bauman's opinion. Score at will. He said he could score at will.
Inside, outside.
The only people that can score at will is the team that Alabama's playing.
I could probably score on Alabama's defense right now.
We'll be here for a whole other hour.
They couldn't guard a statue.
No, definitely not Clifford Moore. He couldn't guard a parked car if it was standing right next to him.
Listen, I'm not going to go off on Nato's and them. They got a good basketball team. But this guy, just look at him, watch him shoot, and he could score at will against half the NBA. My money's on the women.
I would put money on the women, too. There's a reason they're professional basketball players.
There's a reason that you're a professional eater.
I wish I was a professional eater.
We're going to have that in the summer.
Now, my thing is, if you're wearing the amazing Mr. Toad costume, I'll give you a better chance.
We'll throw.
That's hard to move in. I don't know about that.
They'll throw a few flies at you.
Yeah,
I guarantee they'll fly your
they'll
shot.
Swat them. They'll swat some stuff.
Swat some stuff.
Is one thing though. I have to score because I'll give Angel Reese props on the part of her game that I think is the best. She leads the WNBA in rebounding. So if I miss my shot, which I'm not getting it back.
Which is every shot.
Every shot.
I'm just putting it out there, kid.
Now I want to face you in a one-on-one.
You can beat me. I mean, I'm half crippled. And now, I tell you what, back in the day when I was your age, that wouldn't have happened.
We need a time machine.
Well, yeah, I wish we had a time machine. I really do. But all right, so how do we set this up, Bauman? Do we contact the WNBA?
What's going to be our pitch for Michael Giddens to face Angel Reese one-on-one? What's the pitch here?
The winner gets it's the modern day McDoubles.
It's the modern day Billie Jean King.
Oh God, don't bring that name up. But the winner of the match gets 10 barbecue McDoubles. How about that?
Well, that might make me pick Giddens over here.
Now I got motivation.
That'd be a snack for you.
That'd be a snack for him. Good Lord, half the WNBA. Okay, I'm my money's on the women. I'm sorry, you know it's kind of like the old story with Adam and Eve. You know, I can do. You know, they took a rib out of Adam and made Eve. I can do without a lot of things, but I can't do without ribs. I'll take the women. I told Joni that. But hey, so how do we set this up, Giddens? Let's get Brittany Griner. Let's get Griner or you just said half the WNBA. Why don't we get Caitlin Clark down here and let's let him play horse with her?
She can shoot over everybody with a hand in her face. It doesn't matter.
If he played horse with her, she'd never get a letter.
Nope. Never.
Never. Never get a letter.
Yeah, horse is a completely different game.
Well, that's probably the only thing you could.
You're not playing defense.
Well, that would help you.
That would not help me against Caitlin Clark.
Not playing defense would help
because you got to understand, like, basketball is a physical sport, and I have at least 100 pounds on every single WNBA player, if not more.
Bauman, why is weight coming into this? I know basketball is a physical sport. But
you just got to shoot from outside. Because if you're coming inside, we're getting contact.
When they swat his shot up into the cheap seats, weight ain't got a dadgum thing to do with that.
The bigger you are, the harder you fall.
Oh, then the floor is in trouble. I mean, come on. I know we're making fun of Giddens, but your thoughts on that statement in general?
Blasphemy. Absolute blasphemy.
Outlandish.
Yeah.
You know, let's make it happen. I don't know how.
The Bible says we shouldn't be blasphemous.
McDonald's one-on-one Angel Reese versus me.
Maybe we can get McDonald's.
No, we should do. We should pitch it as they do the basketball game and then the eating contest. And the eating contest features the McDouble meal.
Here's Angel Reese. Well, no. Here's what you do with the eating contest. You involve the whole starting five because they couldn't eat more than he could. It'd be you versus the starting five. That you'd have a chance in that.
I think I have a chance in both.
I don't think you got a chance in basketball. I'm telling you, that woman would swat his shot clean up in the stands.
She'd be standing at the free throw line while I'm laying it in because I'm too quick.
Now, can you get off on that? He's too quick.
I think that statement's ever been said about Giddens.
I've seen strollers quicker than you, Giddens.
Strollers quicker than me?
I mean, come on. I've seen guys on walkers that are quicker than you.
Have you ever actually watched me open it up and run?
No, and I don't know that I want to.
Then you don't know.
I've seen him run with a donut back here on Wednesdays.
That's true.
That's why I don't live in California. I'm afraid of earthquakes.
I can move this weight quicker than you'd expect.
But not against a WNBA player. I'm sorry.
It don't matter who it is. My body's still moving the same way against whoever.
Wow. Could he do that against Chelsea high school girls?
Probably not.
I'd say no.
No. They're too talented.
I'd say no. Maybe against the Bad News Bears. I don't know. Y'all ever watch the Bad News Bears?
Yeah.
The original Bad News Bears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'd have a chance.
Just a chance.
Just a chance.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to set this thing up with he and Angel Reese. My money is on Angel Reese with the basketball.
She looks real tall out there with all the other girls, but she's only 6'3". She's only got 1 inch on me.
Well, listen, my money is on Angel Reese for the basketball, Bauman, and my money's on Giddens for the eating part of it. What about you?
Ditto. Same way? Ditto.
It'd be hilarious if I won the basketball and she won the eating.
She's not winning.
I mean, she would be eating her favorite meal, right? That barbecue McDouble.
I don't care. She's not winning the eating. I'm as confident about that as I am about you getting your shot swatted.